Few people noticed when the federal government placed a tiny blind snail on the endangered species list. The Tumbling Creek Cave snail might seem insignificant. It's about the size of the head of a pin. It is only known to live in Tumbling Creek Cave in southwest Missouri. 35 years ago, scientist Tom Ailey bought the cave and has spent his time introducing the world to the snail and the other species that live there. NPR's Greg Ellum reports.
Tom Ailey was only 27 years old when he first crawled into Tumbling Creek Cave. He'd quit a high-paying job as a hydrologist in Southern California and spent several months traveling around the country. He was searching for a cave, and when he saw this cave in an isolated part of Missouri's Ozarks, he knew he'd found what he was looking for.
It was remote from most disturbances. We could buy much of the land that directly overlay the cave. It had a stream, it had high-level dry passages, just had a little bit of everything we felt was needed, and with the limited money we had, we could make a down payment on it.
That was in 1966. At first, Ailey had a full-time job with the U.S. Forest Service and only worked in the cave on weekends, building a new entrance by drilling and blasting and hauling the rock away by hand in 15-gallon buckets. His plan was to create the country's only underground laboratory, something comparable with government-sponsored labs in France, Romania, and China.
Pretty cave formations here. Decorations, speleothems, technically.
Today, Ailey is in his 60s, tall, with a full white beard. His Ozark Underground Laboratory is known around the world. Ailey has become a foremost authority on cave hydrology. He and his wife, Kathy, and his staff pay the bills mostly by doing consulting work, mapping groundwater flows. But this is his real life's work. Next to the entrance is a plaque declaring the cave a national landmark. As Ailey leads the way down the hand-built stairs and along the carefully constructed cave trail, 35 years of work is clearly evident. At the end of the path is the stream that gives the snail its name.
This is Tumbling Creek. This is the habitat for the snail. The snail is found through a few hundred feet of the cave stream. It's not known from anywhere else in the world but here. And this is not just a new species, it is a genera separate from any other known genera. So it's the only species in this genus.
As it turned out, the snail was just one of several new species discovered in the cave. Ailey says in all, Tumbling Creek Cave has more than 100 species living there. But one of the most unusual is the Tumbling Creek snail.
They're very small. They're smaller than the smallest diamond any jeweler would set in an engagement ring. You might say it's smaller than a grain of sand, but I think of them as being a little more valuable than a grain of sand. It has several whorls on it. The snail is not just blind, it is eyeless. It doesn't even have a rudimentary eye.
In the 1970s, when Ailey first surveyed the population, about 15,000 snails lived in the cave. Today, he estimates the population is 1% of that number. The problem, he believes, is sediment. Over the last decade, the crystal clear water that runs through Tumbling Creek has become less so. Runoff from mismanaged land and overgrazed pastures has washed mud and silt into the cave. It may not seem like much, but Ailey says to an aquatic creature as small as the snail, a little mud makes a big difference.
With the sediment, you plug up a lot of the spaces within the gravel, the interstitial spaces, so you're losing habitat. It may interfere with respiration of the snail. You're making a pretty dramatic change in the habitat and food availability. To us, it's like wading knee-deep mud to have just a little skiff of sediment on something. We'll walk out here where we can see.
Ailey believes the source of the snail's troubles are here, a few miles north and about 170 feet above Tumbling Creek Cave. It's land that was overgrazed, where trees, rocks, and tons of soil were bulldozed into gullies to create more cattle pasture. A few years back, Ailey bought the land. He's already spent close to $100,000 trying to restore it to its original state.
This is the area in which we've been doing a lot of the rehabilitation work, repairing gullies. I suppose we're now up to having probably 13,000 or 14,000 1,000 feet of gully repaired.
Ailey and his wife Kathy have planted about 2,200 trees on the property. Next spring, they expect to plant 30,000 more. In all, Tom and Kathy Ailey own about 4 square miles here in rural Taney County, most of it in the recharge area that feeds water through Tumbling Creek Cave. They've bought the land a little at a time and at a cost of more than $1 million, all part of an effort to help protect the cave and the snail. Ultimately, he says, it's about protecting more than just a tiny blind snail.
The cave is a designated national natural landmark because it has the most diverse cave fauna of any cave west of the Mississippi. The snail is a part of that. And if the snail is in trouble, then ultimately the rest of the system is imperiled to some degree.
The endangered species listing makes available some federal money for monitoring the cave's water quality and for surveying the snail's habitat. Ailey says he's hopeful but not confident that the snail will bounce back. But in a way, Ailey says he's disappointed in the listing. It means that he's been less than successful in the mission he's devoted 35 years of his life to, as the caretaker of a tiny blind snail. Greg Allen, NPR News, Tumbling Creek Cave, Missouri.